Hey, guys.
Deborah.
Hi.
Hey, glad you're here. Either one of you free tonight?
Deborah, this is a little uncomfortable. I mean, right in front of Ray?
No, seriously, Ray and I are going to go to a play with some friends tonight. We have an extra ticket.
Is there nudity?
All right, come on, Gianni. It's an extra ticket that's going to go to waste, huh? It's just me, Ray, and Amy.
Robert's Amy?
No, it's just Amy. She dropped the Robert when they broke up. All right, you know what? Forget it. I'll just give the extra ticket to one of my girlfriends.
Oh, no. Come three women and me at a play? Please, Johnny, please go. Come on. I'll buy you dinner.
All right, I'll go.
Johnny's going.
All right.
Good, good. See, this is what a true friend is for. You saved me.
If you get one with nudity, I'm in.
Good morning.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
So, what are you doing?
I'm hoping the prize in here is an omelet.
So, I heard you went on a little double date with Amy and Gianni.
Wasn't a date. How'd you know about that anyway?
What are you forgetting? I'm a cop. I got eyes all over this city, baby.
Yeah, any of those eyes watch you get dressed this morning?
That's funny. That's a keeper. Very funny. So, did they sit next to each other in the theater?
Who, Amy and Gianni? Yeah, those are the seats that we had.
Ah, the assigned seats. Yeah, good for you. That's the way to go. Oh, my. Looking like we're going to get a little rain today.
No, really?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. So what do they have there? Seats with armrests?
Yeah.
Did they share one? Did they share an armrest?
Robert, this isn't bothering you, is it? Because it's been quite a while since you broke up with Amy, and you seem so eager to date other people.
I just want to make sure that, you know, she's not getting hurt.
And hurt?
Oh. You know what Gianni is like, Raymond, when it comes to the women?
Wow, what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't have to play dumb, Raymond. You're the one always begging him to tell his latest erotic escapade.
What are you lying for, liar? What are you... Don't drink our coffee and lie like that.
Nice try. Look, I know you're concerned about Amy, Robert, but she's an adult, and she's not going to let anybody take advantage of her.
Yep. You're right. You're right. She can handle herself. Well, I should be getting out of here before that rain starts. That's really all I was worried about. I mean, she is free to date whoever she wants, and if that's a ladies' man like Gianni, so be it. I hope they're happy. I really do.
Holy cow. I've never seen him like this.
All right. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
What? We're brothers. Oh, I broke my pinky once. He laughed for 3 days.
Hi, Raymond.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Where's Deborah, dear?
She's upstairs, but she wanted me to ask you if you could make me some eggs.
Sure. Sure, sure. Sit down.
All right.
I just saw Robert leave. He looked angry. He was upset. Is everything okay?
Yeah. He's fine. Could you melt some cheese in there?
Of course. So what's the matter with Robert? Does it have to do with Amy?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, he was over the house for breakfast, and I happened to mention that Gianni went with Amy to a play last night.
Of course. That's how he knew. Eyes all over the city.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, why'd you tell my mother about Amy and Gianni?
What? I don't know. We took the kids to the dentist and we were talking. It just came up.
Oh. But you took the kids to the dentist 2 days ago.
Yeah, so what?
So we didn't know about Gianni until yesterday.
Yeah. No, whatever. Okay, I'm late.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. How could you tell my mom 2 days ago about Gianni and Amy when your friend didn't cancel till yesterday?
I don't know, Ray. I'm late. Who cares when I told her?
Oh, my God. There was no canceled ticket, was there? Huh? You planned this whole thing.
What thing?
This get Robert jealous thing.
Please, why would I do that?
Because Amy's your friend, and Robert broke up with her, and this'll make him run back to her, and men are bad, and women have to stick together so one day they can be president.
Let me tell you something. The fact that Robert got jealous only means he still has feelings for her.
You did do it.
And the genius part of it all was leaking it to my mother. Because you knew. Oh, you knew that telling her was just like whispering it into Robert's ear. Unbelievable. You believe that, Ma? She played you. She played you like a fiddle. Mom. Mom?
Your eggs are ready, Ray.
Oh, my God, you're in on it! It's sick! Who else is in on it, huh? Amy and Johnny in on the whole thing, too?
All I needed was Deborah.
It was your idea?
Yes, it was, and it's a good one. Robert needed this to happen to him so he could realize what Amy meant to him before it's too late.
Yeah, but you can't do this. You're trying to create fate. You can't create fate. Then it's not fate. Then it's like voodoo. This is unbelievable. The two of you are finally working together. Huh? I'm telling Robert.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. You want Robert to be alone for the rest of his life?
No, but huh? Still.
Don't you think Robert deserves to be happy and to have a family?
Yes, but it's just supposed to happen. You're evil. I'm telling Robert.
You hold it right there, Raymond. Years ago, I gave birth to two beautiful boys. And I wanted nothing more than to see them grow up, get married, and give me grandchildren. Now, if you want to take that dream away from me, by all means, you go and tell that to Robert. And I'll just be back across the street living out the rest of my life as best I can with a hole in my heart.
So you've made me an accomplice.
Your soul is as black as night.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gianni.
Hey, listen. We're going golfing tomorrow. I'm taking you to make up for last night.
We better golf. That play was brutal. Listen, I just stopped by real quick to ask if you guys want to have dinner again tonight with me and Amy.
What?
Yeah, we really hit it off. She's great. We're going out again tonight. You guys want to come?
Yeah, that would be nice. Look at what you did.
Hello, Raymond.
Hey.
Where's Deborah, dear?
Upstairs. What are you working on, Plan B?
Don't be silly.
So what the hell happened here?
Robert found out Amy went to a play with Gianni, pulled off the doorknob.
Poor bastard. He gets that from me.
What?
The jealousy. You know, this knob is nothing. I was once so jealous over your mother that I put my fist through a DeSoto.
You punched the car.
Yeah, your mother and I were still dating when she started to turn the screws on me to get engaged. But there was still plenty of fish in the sea, and I wasn't ready to hang up my tackle box. Then I hear through the grapevine she's going to make dinner for Chuck Pecorella. Long story short, I spent the night in the hospital trying to pull his headlight out of my knuckle.
You got that way over Mom?
Yeah, I don't know. When your mother cooks, it's something, what do you call it? Special. I didn't want her doing that for some other guy. They stitched up my hand. I went straight to her house. And from then on, she cooks only for me.
Wow. I didn't know that's how it all started. That's a nice story, Dad.
Yeah, I don't like to tell it because it doesn't have a happy ending.
Hi. Hi. Hey, Gianni. Raising the kitchen with his father.
Oh, yeah? Let me go say hello to Mr. B.
Isn't that cute how Gianni calls Frank Mr. B?
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, Amy, I don't know why I was wondering this, but have you heard from Robert lately?
Robert? No, not in a while. Yeah, but it's okay. You know, I never knew that Gianni and Ray delivered futons together.
Oh, yeah. That's back when they were swinging bachelors. Not much has changed for Gianni. He's still swinging.
I gotta tell you, I can see why he's popular with the girls. He's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, Amy!
Oh, Marie! You look great. Oh,
thank you. You're not wearing heels. Do you miss that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean Gianni is so...
Hey, Mrs. B.
Hello, little Gianni.
Let's go, all aboard the love train.
Oh, no, wait, Raymond. I barely had a chance to visit with Amy.
Actually, we have an 8 o'clock reservation, so we probably should get going.
Yeah, let's go.
No, can't you wait just 2 minutes more?
No, Ma, we got a hot double date.
Hey, but what's the rush, Ray? Your mom and Amy were chatting.
And I'm sure it was fascinating. Let's go.
Robert.
Amy.
Hey, man.
Gianni.
What are you doing here?
Ma called, told me to come over, said she smelled gas.
No one else smells it?
Listen, Robert, this is a little weird for me.
No reason for you to feel weird. You're not the one watching your girlfriend go out with one of his buddies.
Wait a minute, Robert. I'm not your girlfriend.
I never thought you were like this, Amy.
What does that mean?
Sounds like someone still cares for you.
Hey, if you're interested, I got a lot of single buddies at the precinct that I'm close to. You want their phone numbers, too?
Look, Robert, I didn't know that...
No, Johnny, it's okay. You don't have to explain anything. Deb will meet you at the car.
Maybe we should just...
No, it's okay. I'll be out in a minute. Go ahead, Johnny, please. Did you want to say anything else? Nothing? I didn't think so.
What did I do?
Hey, don't be so hard on yourself, Robert, okay? The truth is, these two over here, they... Ooh.
Believe me, Robert, I know exactly how you're feeling.
I was just such a jerk to Amy.
No, you weren't. I think she knows you were joking.
What is wrong with me? Why did I do that?
You love her?
Hey, whoa, hold on, you maniac. Okay? No guy wants to see his ex go out with a friend. Just because he freaked out doesn't mean he loved her. Okay? Don't you two think you've done enough? Robert, let me tell you what they did, okay?
I think this is proof that you and Amy belong together. Now, I know you weren't trying to hurt her feelings. You just couldn't contain your passion. You may have said the wrong thing, but there's a way to fix this. It's not too late for you to go after Amy and tell her what is truly in your heart.
Wait a minute! They set this whole thing up, Robert, to get you jealous. They put Amy and Gianni together. It was a big scheme. Don't you go back out with Amy because of what just happened. You think about how you feel and not how they say you feel. They're throwing the voodoo at you. And look at what happened, huh? People are starting to get hurt. But let me tell you something, ladies. You're not going to stop me from doing what's right because you cannot manufacture love.
Ma, is this true?
It was Deborah's idea.
It was not!
Oh, my God, I can't believe this. You set me up.
We're just trying to help you, Robbie.
Help me?
All right. What did I miss? I think I blacked out for a minute.
Yes, just help you, Robert. We thought this is what you needed.
Yeah, because they know what every guy needs.
Shut up, Ray.
Oh, what are you gonna do to me? I'm numb from here down.
How can this help out any relationship? This is sick. It's sick.
Sorry, Robert. We didn't mean it to go this far.
Oh, really? How was it supposed to go?
Huh? Well, I'll tell you. Back when your father and I were seeing each other, he found out that I had a date with a man called Chuck Pecorella. And Frank came running back to me. It was so sweet. It was the first time he ever expressed his true emotions.
Yeah, Ma, those were his true emotions because it wasn't a scheme. It just happened.
Don't be naive, Raymond.
What? What do you mean?
Chuck Pecorella was gay. Father didn't need to know that. All he needed to know is what he was feeling.
All right, the knob's fixed. But go easy on it, because it ain't giant proof.
I think I'm going to go home and work my way through a carton of ho-hos.
You know what, Dan? Tomorrow, maybe you and I can pick up Amy and drop by Robert's apartment, and then the four of us can work this whole thing out.
You stay away from me! Women! starting to think that maybe Chuck Peccarella has the right idea.
What? Chuck Peccarella?
Never mind, Frank.
That guy owes me. I'm serving his life sentence.
Excellent work.
Come on, they're out there. We gotta go. Are you coming?
You never listen to me, can you?
Tomorrow, Holly's latest crush turns out to be for the birds, literally, on What I Like About You. Then Sabrina joins forces with Shaggy and Scooby-Doo, followed by Reba and Greetings from Tucson. All new WB Friday tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.